السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I can't hear you. That's not loud enough. Oh, come on. Okay. Ammu Technic Monster is back with more Technic stories.
Hey, Daddy, you should pick one of them. Papa, you should pick one of them.
Should tickle one of them. And I think he's all right. Okay.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I have to get permission from your mom before I tickle you.
Daddy,
if you get me permission, I will tickle you.
He wants me to
get the permission. All right. Do you remember where we stopped last time?
When Poppy killed you.
Yes. Yes. No. Yeah, we're done with that. And when people sneaked down to the valley and they made a bad gang and mafia. And the mafia and the gang were ruling the town and the valley. Okay? And then Prophet Idrish came. He tried to work with them. They didn't listen to him. So he made police forces. And he went after the bad guys one by one. After the mafia guys. You know when the mafia guys rule the town? Okay? They shut up the good guys. And they beat them up. And they don't let them do anything good. Okay? And they rule the country. And they rule the town. And everything goes bad. You know? Nobody's happy. And it's a rule of jungle. And there's no law. The strong eats the weak. The strong beats up the weak. Give me your money. You're smaller than me. Give me your money. I know you have gold. You give me your money. And the bad guys look for easy victims. And they take them. And they take advantage of them. Now Prophet Idris, he made police forces. And he put laws and order. He gets the bad guys. And he arrests them. And he takes them to the court. And the judge will make sure they get an eye for eye. Huh? A tooth for tooth and a life for life. Yes, justice. Yes, justice. And then they get scared from doing any bad stuff. They're so scared. And then it became peaceful. And he made sure that he went after all the bad guys, got all of them, got rid of all of them. And the town, the other people, the weak people, the good guys, they were weak. And they were oppressed. And they were crying, and nobody would listen to them. And they would get beaten up by the bad guys. But when they saw the police, they got encouraged, and they joined the police. And they all together started beating up the bad guys. Hey, you're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. And then all bad guys either got arrested, or they ran away, or they got killed. And the town was cleaned. Some of the bad guys also, they repented. And they say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. I will not do this again. Just like the guy, remember the guy who killed 99? And Allah, and he repented? Now I'll tell you that story later. But most of the bad guys also repented. And then the whole town became a good town. And then there were five very nice, very, very kind, very, very sweet companions of Prophet Idris. Their names, remember, their names are mentioned in Surah Nuh. Waddan, Suwa'an, Yaghuth, Ya'uq, Nasra. Remember those five guys. They were golden hearted. They were sweet guys. Everybody loved them so much. And those guys, Prophet Idris put them in charge to teach people how to know Allah and how to always think about Allah, and how to be kind, and how to be nice, and how to be good deeds. And they were so good that people loved them so much. When Prophet Idris died, they took over the task. And the task was to keep teaching people righteousness and good deeds and make them all practice righteousness and stay away from the evil, bad shaitan business. Every time the shayateen come and they try to land in the town, shaitans come with wings, and lands in the town. And then the shaitan tried to do evil business. Hey, shaitan business, anybody interested in shaitan business? Nobody wants to listen to the shaitan. Hello, I have some shaitan business. You want some shaitan business? You want to do some shaitan business with me? No, I don't want to do any shaitan business with you. Shaitan got out of business. Because the good guys were in charge. Alright. Now what Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq and Nasra, they were so kind and loved by everybody. And then, as you know, time passes by, people get older until they die and go underground. So one by one, they started dying. What then died? Suwa' died. Ya'uq, oh, he's dying too. Yaghuth, oh my God, he's dying. Now we're left only with Nasra. After a while, Nasra what? Died. People cried so much. You can't believe all the people attended their funeral and they were crying and crying so hard, showering tears. Because those guys were really, really nice. And they sacrificed everything to make people happy. They used to love them so much. Now shaitan, remember, before that shaitan comes, says, anybody interested in my business? Anybody interested in my business? Nobody interested in the shaitan business. Now, shaitan got an idea. He said, nobody's interested in my business now. Let me plan for the next generation. What can I do? How can I take advantage of that? Yes! A shaitan idea came to him. He said, I had a very wicked idea. I can trick people into worshipping these five guys. They love them so much, okay? When you love somebody so much, it's very easy to trick you into worshipping that person. See? And that was the trick. Shaitan said, yes, now I can trick them. So he went to them, everybody in the funeral of Nasra was crying, oh Nasra, he's the last nice guy, what are we going to do after you? Everybody's crying, we lost all five good people. Shaitan came and said, now Shaitan, remember, Shaitan is a sneaky weaky. So what he does, he comes in the form of a human. So he casts himself from waves into human, and then he comes talk to the people. So he goes to them and he says, okay guys, okay, calm down. I am very sad too that Nasra died and all these five nice guys died. I'm so sad, just like you. I'm even more sad than you. More sad than you. Very, very sad. And he kept crying but without tears. Anyway, he said, I have a brilliant idea so that we can always remember those guys and we never forget them. They said, what idea? He said, let's build statues for them. Let's carve their image on rock and wood and build and draw their pictures and build, while we still remember how they look like, okay, build the statues for them. Build five statues and many pictures. So anytime, you know what a statue is?
Yeah.
Like this.
I know the story that you're just talking about.
That's a statue. Ooh. Even if you tickle the statue doesn't move. Can you make yourself a statue?
Yeah.
Oh, man. tickling. Okay. So he said, while you still remember how we look like, okay, how they look like, let's build the statues. So we built 5 statues. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, before that, people never ever built statues before. They never ever drew any pictures, and they had no idea how to do that. And this, so when the shaitan said, build the statues, help me build the statues, help me draw the pictures, they said, how? What do you mean draw a picture? Can we draw a picture of somebody? He says, yes. Ah, what a brilliant idea. You are a very smart man. You're a stranger. Where are you from? Oh, I am from I used to live in the caves out there, and then I heard about the good 5 people, so I came to cry with you. Okay, let me teach you how can you make the statues. And then he said, bring the wood. Okay, bring the knives. Okay, bring the paint. Okay, bring the leather. Bring the rocks. Okay, let's start working before we forget how they look like. If we wait, guys, if we wait until next month, we might forget the color of their eyes, the color of their eyes, or the color of their hair. We might forget if they are tall or short. While we still remember how they look like, let's go ahead and make the picture. Let's go ahead and paint the picture. He painted the pictures and helped with them. So he taught them how to draw and how to build the statues. Now they have 5 statues. And then he said, well, we can't forget about those guys. We have to go every Friday. Every what?
Friday.
Visit them and sit with them. So where should we do that? They said, oh, we can build a big building. We put them inside, and outside of this building will be a very big picnic area. So all the families will bring the pizza, and all families will bring the pizza and the food, and they come on Friday. Go where? Go where on Friday? Go to that place where the statues are. Okay? They called it the statues house. Okay? And they go there, and they, what they do, as soon as they come in, they see the statues right in front of them. What do? They say, Salaam alaikum, what? I miss you so much, what? Oh, I can't believe you died and left me alone. And then who's watching the parents doing that? The kids. The kids are watching the parents, their children, they were your age, they see their parents coming into that house. Oh, what, I miss you so much. Oh, so, do you remember, I was lost, I was a bad guy, and you taught me how to be a good guy, so, And then they rock themselves, and they do like this. Like that. And every Friday they go. It was a big, huge hall that they had all these statues and pictures. Everywhere here. What? Siwa'a, Yahuth, Ya'uq, Nasra. Picture, 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 picture. Painting on the wall. Statue here, statue there. And people will go and cry. And then they will take their food, their pizza, and eat. And picnic outside. They do a picnic outside. Every what? Every Friday. It became a tradition. Every Friday, hey guys, you ready? Yes, let's go visit. Let's go visit them. And they, the children, grew up seeing their parents doing this every what?
Friday.
Here is what. Oh, what? I miss you. I miss you so much, what? I miss you. Oh my God, I wish you come back. Oh my God, my life was nothing before you. I love you so much, please come back. Like that, every Friday. Now the kids are what? Watching and learning. Until the parents who lived with what was they died, and the children became the young generation. Now, Shaitan, see the Shaitan, the tricky Shaitan, while they were staying in the hall, visiting with Wad, Wayahutha, Wayahuqa, Wanasra, Shaitan was saying, ha ha ha, I know you guys are not interested in my business now, but soon you will be mine. You will be mine, not anybody else. Your father, it's because of your father I was kicked out of the blessings of the mercy of Allah. It was because of you, you're not better than me. You are as bad as your father. He should bow to me, I shouldn't bow to him. Soon you guys are mine. You're not interested in my business now? Wait, I'll get you interested soon. Then the shaitan was waiting and waiting until the right time came. What? Guess what was the right time? A drought came. A drought what? Came. No rain. Everything's dry. No water. The plants started dying. And you know the food chain? Who knows the food chain? Lina? To the humans? Yeah. So, you know, the rain feeds the plants, so the plants grow. Animals feed on the plants, so animals what? Grow. And humans feed on animals. So that humans grow. And this is a cycle, right? So if the rain stops, what happens to the trees? They die. If the trees die, what happened to the animals? Die. If the animals die, what happened to the humans? But you die first, because I'm going to eat all your food. That is what happened. And then people were just waiting for death for months and months and months and months. No rain. Everything became like a desert. No green areas anymore, no grass, no food, no nothing. Nothing. So, guess what happened? Oh, focus, Habibi. Focus. Focus with me. So that you know what happened, what the shaitan did. So people started saying, remember what the Suwa and the Yahud and the Yahud and Nasra told us? That if we need something, we should cry and ask who? Allah. We should seek help from who? Allah. We should ask who to send us the rain? Allah. You know, when you pray, you put your hands like this. You know why? You say, Ya Allah, give me, I want, give me, Ya Allah. You put your hands like that, asking Allah, extending your hands to Allah. So they were like, Ya Allah, water, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the rain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I lost my child because of the drought, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I lost my husband because of the drought. Ya Allah, some rain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And people cry day and night, and there is no rain coming. Allah, for a reason, didn't send the rain. So now Shaitan said, yes. It's a good opportunity for me. Shaitan sent a gang of shaitans up to heaven to sneak. Shh, to what? Sneak and listen to. Sneak and listen to who? To the angels. Listen to the who? Angels. The angels have the books where Allah is telling them what to do. So the angel of death has a book of death. Okay. Today is Mr. Washington death time. Okay, Mr. Washington, give me your soul. Here, angels of mercy or angels of punishment. Okay, tomorrow is Mrs. Smith. Give me your soul. Okay, angels of mercy, angels of punishment. Who's going to pick it up? Here it is. Okay, the day after tomorrow. So he's working. And when it is war time, he's so busy. Oh, he got a boat. Hey, oh, he got a bomb. He's working, jumping left and right, taking souls. The angel of rain has a book. send the rain this day to this area, to this place. Okay, rain, come, clouds, this way, clouds. No, 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 don't go that way, clouds. Follow me, clouds, follow me. Here, here, make rain here. Okay, stop, clouds. Clouds, stop, this is how much Allah said. Okay, follow me, follow me, follow me. Oh, here's the map. Oh yeah, this area, rain here. Okay, okay. Okay, rain 4 or 5 hours. Okay, let's stop. Oh, 5 hours are over. Let's go to a different area. So angels have books where Allah is giving them things to do. Rain, earthquakes, wind, food, trees, newborn children. All these things are given to the angels. Now, every once in a while, they meet up. And then when they meet up, they talk about it. Oh, you know what? The two angels talk together. Two angels meet each other and talk together and say, oh, you know what? Allah told me in this book that today I have to take the soul of a very bad guy. His name is Hitler. I'm going to take his soul. Oh, and the angel of rain says, oh, and Allah told me today that I'm going to send the rain to this land. And they talk. They talk just like we talk. Now guess who is spying and listening?
Shaitan.
He sent a gang of shaitan. They flew. Whoa, 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 whoa. They went up to heaven. And they hey, listen. Oh, this person is dying tomorrow. Oh, the rain is not coming. And they specifically spied on the angel of rain. They kept an eye on him, spying on him until they want to find out when the rain is coming. Why? We would know now why. Shaitan went to the people and he said, people were gathering, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, rain, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, rain, Ya Allah, rain, 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 Ya Allah, rain. And Shaitan came in a form of a human and he sat on the rock like this. Ha 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 ha, guys. You guys are idiots. Why would idiots? keep praying to God. Keep praying to Allah. Keep. Yeah, make it louder. Hey, hey, buddy. You're not loud enough. Don't say Ya Allah Rain. Say Ya Allah Rain. Make it so loud. You guys are stupid. You guys are wasting your time. No rain is coming, sweetheart. That's not the right way. What you're doing is wrong. That is not the right way. And let me tell you something. If you keep praying the way you're praying like that, for years and years and years, no rain will come and all of you will die right here, in this big hole. Right next to those holy people. Right next to those what? Holy people. Oh, what? What do you mean? Those holy people taught us to ask Allah, taught our parents, and our parents taught us if we need something, we ask Allah. What? You guys are idiots. You little tiny ant asked Allah, the big huge Allah. Allah is bigger than this whole universe and you're like an ant to him. This big huge Allah is going to listen to an ant? What? Are you guys idiots? How could you think that way? Do you think Allah, the great King, will care about your cries? Will even get to hear them? Will even know that you exist? Excuse me, he doesn't even know that you exist. Or he knows, but he doesn't care. And he'll never get to answer you. You are, he's so big, 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 and you're so tiny, little, 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 little. There's no way he's going to listen to you. Forget it. They said, then what do you want us to do? He said, there has to be a middle guy. There has to be a what? Ah. You ask this middle guy. This guy is small enough to hear your prayers and big enough to get the attention of Allah. Ah. You got it? So there has to be a what? Middle guy. He's small enough to listen to your prayer, and he's big enough to get the attention of who? Allah. You can't just pray to Allah like that. He's not going to hear you. Pray for hundreds of years. No rain is coming. They told him, oh yeah, and by the way, those nice guys have told our parents to teach us that what you're saying is wrong. And Allah listens to the ant crying and asking for help. And Allah takes care of the ant, breakfast, dinner, and lunch. Breakfast, dinner, and lunch. The little ant. Allah makes sure that every single ant out of the brazillions of ants on earth, brazillions of ants, every one of them it has its own dinner. And the dinner is guaranteed for those ants. Then how about us? Allah knows about the ants and He doesn't know about us? You stop it. Now, the ones who say that are the smart, knowledgeable ones. Are the smart what? Knowledgeable ones. The majority of people are not smart and they're not knowledgeable. So the majority of people were listening to the debate between the shaitan and the good guys. So the shaitan says, no way, Allah will hear you. And the people are, huh? And then the other guys are saying, no, Allah can hear a little ant. Huh? And then the other guys say, no, shaitan, if you pray here for hundreds of, how long have you been praying? Idiots. You have been praying for years and no rain. The ignorant guys, which are the majority, say, huh? Yeah, we have been praying for years and we didn't get any rain. And then on the other side there, the good guys, no, it is a test from Allah. There has to be a reason. There is a wisdom. There is a what? A wisdom. For everything Allah does, there is a very, very good wisdom, but we don't know it. But we trust the wisdom of Allah. Be patient, and you might get the rain, and you might get to know the wisdom. But be patient. Don't do anything wrong. And the guys are listening to them. Huh? What do you mean? What do you mean, be patient? Man, I want some water, man. I want some water. I want some water. I'm thirsty. I want to drink, I want to take a shower. I want to feed my cat, I want to feed my kids, I want water. What do you mean? Wisdom and not wisdom. Stop it! Let's listen to this guy. Is there any other way? Yeah! There is another way! Pray to the middle guys. Pray to who?
The middle guys.
They are like a phone line. They are going to... The phone line is going to... Take your voice to Allah. So, they said, okay, who are those middle guys? He said, you guys don't see them? No, we don't see them. Ah, you guys are not smart. Look, I'll come tomorrow, look and search for the middle guys, and I'll come tomorrow to find out if you have found the middle guys or not. They said, wait a minute, tell us. Mister, don't leave, tell us who are those middle guys. Ah. You can't do anything on your own. You have to depend on me and all the ideas. I am the only one who's thinking in this town. Think for yourselves. Tomorrow I'll see you. Bye. No work until tomorrow. We're dying. Rain, ya Allah, rain. Then they say to the good guys, now you guys tell us, where are those middle guys? You say that you're a scholar, right? You say that you know everything. Why don't you figure out who are those middle guys and tell us where are those middle guys? So that, no, he's not a middle guy. He's too little. No, not you either. You're not a middle guy. You're too little. Who are those middle guys that we pray to? Who? Kept thinking all day. The next day, shaitan comes. And now when the shaitan comes, he's all wet. He's all what? Wet. He had a shower. He took a shower. Look at him. He's dropping water. Hey, where is this water from? Of course. I know the right way. You guys are idiots. Keep praying to God. Keep praying the way you're praying. Yeah. Keep praying the way you're praying. Yeah. No middle guys, no rain. Look at me. I know how to reach to God. I know which buttons are the right buttons to click to get the rain. I know You guys are saying that those guys are the knowledgeable ones among you? You're saying that? Listen to them. They know nothing. They know what? Nothing. Mm. 5 minutes. Guess the shaitan did. How did the shaitan trick them? This is how he did it. He said, okay, now I promise you something, guys. If you pray to these middle guys, you're going to get the what? The rain. Trust me. Just try it. If it doesn't work, say that I'm an idiot. I can tell you even something better than that. What is today? Is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. Right? Right. Watch, guys. Today is Friday. Fine. Watch, guys. Okay. If you pray to those guys, I promise you, the rain is going to come right away. You just have to tell me when you're going to pray for them, and I can calculate and find out how long it takes them to reach up to Allah and give the message, and then I can tell you when the rain is coming. The good guys are saying, no, no, don't listen to him. He's a liar. He's a wicked guy. He's a shaitan. Stone him. Stone him. Don't listen to him. You listen to those idiots, and you will never get to drink any water. So the people start saying, shout, stop talking. We're going to listen to this guy. Look at him. Look at the water. He has a shower. He's wet. He's drinking water. Oh, man, water. Water. Oh, we're going to listen to him. We're not going to listen to you. So he said, okay, I know the middle guys. Who are the middle guys? Look. Wadan, Suwa'an, Yahud, Ya'uq, and Nasra. How do you know these are the middle guys? Ah, you guys don't remember? No, we don't remember. Remember your parents? They used to do what to them? Oh yeah, they used to come and slaughter animals and picnic outside. And then they go inside and then they say, oh, I miss you so much. I miss you, I miss you. I miss you. Ah, you know why your parents are doing that?
No, they want money.
No, because those are the middle guys. Those are the middle guys that you're supposed to pray to. Now, you don't believe me? You will die out of thirst. You believe me? Try. Just try once. I don't want you to try more than what? Once. How many times have been you trying to pray to Allah? 100 times. I just want you to try to pray to these middle guys how many times?
Once.
Now, one of his gang, one of the shaitan gang, listened to the angel of rain, and the angel of rain, he said, the angel of rain was crying. Why? Because he feels for the people. Wallahi, I hear your prayers, but Allah didn't tell me to bring rain. There is a big, very, very good wisdom. I know there is a very, very good wisdom and very, very good reason for Allah not to bring the rain. But, guys, be patient, maybe, oh, the rain is coming here. It's coming on Friday. Ooh, then he starts telling the other angel, hey, I have the news, I have the news. What? I flipped the page of Friday, and I found there was on the page of Friday. Allah saying, time for relief, time for rain. And the wisdom of Allah, oh yeah, he wanted them to remember him. To cry, he wanted to hear their voice. Oh yeah, they were not praying to him before, so he wouldn't hear their voices. Now he stopped the rain, so he gets to hear their what? Voices, praying for what? For him. Because this is good for them. Because if they continue like that, they would be so bad. So Allah wanted to wake them up. Oh, okay, good. Good reason, good wisdom. Now I know. Okay, the rain is coming when?
Friday.
They went and they told the shaitan. The shaitan went to the people and said, and you know what, guys? If you pray to those middle guys, the rain is going to come on
Friday.
What? You're saying this Friday or Friday after 10 years? No. This coming Friday. Ooh, the rain is coming this Friday? Yeah. If we pray to the middle guys, yes. I can assure you, I swear by Allah, the greatest, the magnificent, the glorious, that if you pray to those middle guys, the rain is coming on Friday. I assure you. Ooh. how do we believe you? Okay, how many times you have tried praying to Allah? 10,000 times. Just try once. Try once to pray to the middle guy. Just try it once. Try it once. And you, the rain is coming on Friday. They said, okay, we gave up. We're going to listen to you. The good guy said, no, don't listen to him. We're going to die. Stay away. And then they went, all of them, to the middle guys. What then? Yeah, what the dream, yeah. The rain. We're dying, the rain. Please, rain. Some rain. Oh, Yahoos, rain. Yahoos, I'll give you 10,000 kisses. Let's start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Please, rain, guys. Rain, tell Allah, we want rain, we're dying, we're thirsty. Rain. Shaitan said, yes, that is the right way. Today is Wednesday, right? Thursday we have the rain. I assure you, look at me. I swim in water. Look at me, I'm dripping water. This is the right way. You will get a lot of water. You will get more water than you can swim in, that you can drink for 100 years. Congratulations, guys. You are good guys. And guess what happened on Friday? Not rain. A lot of rain came. But was it because they prayed to the middle guy or because the shaitan sneaked and listened to the angels of what? Rain. When they got the rain, he came to them and he said, hey, here is the rain, guys, I told you. Now, you need to go and spend the day in that big temple. He called it what now?
Temple.
In the big temple, pray for these guys and thank him and thank them, all of them. Slaughter animals to them. Cry and kiss them and worship them all night long. I am telling you, if you don't worship them, the rain is going to stop coming. You want to die again? No. What do you want us to do? Go to the temple and worship them all night long. Pray to them what? All night long. Those are the right guys. Those are the ones you should pray to. Not the bigger, the one who's way bigger than you, who is not listening to you. Pray to those guys. So they went to the temple and they kept praying for them. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. You say to the rain. Thank you for the rain. Thank you. What the Akbar. Alhamdulillah. What is my God? What is the one who saved my life? What is my God? I worship. What says? I'm meant to listen. Hey, Shaitan! Those guys don't talk! How do we know what they want? He says, I know a guy among you, I trust him so much. He will talk to them and tell you what they say. This guy, where's the guy? Oh, here. And he picked the worst guy. The guy who's the most evil guy. And he said, look at this guy. He's the best guy among you. He is the one that can listen to them and tell you what are they saying and what they want. So if he tells you to pray to them, what do you do? You say, Ameen. If he tells you to slaughter animals to them, what do you do? Ameen. If he tells you that they want Ahmed to marry Fatima, what do you say? Ameen. If he tells you to bring 10 camels sacrificed to me today, what do you say? Ameen. If he tells you, you should pay 50% taxes to the king, what should we say? Ameen. If he tells you anything, you need to what? Listen to him. Submit to the guy. Be Muslim to the guy. Submit to the gods. Worship the gods. Listen to the gods. Obey the gods. Listen to the gods. Obey the gods. Submit to the gods. Submit to the gods. Pray to them every night. And don't you ever, ever ignore them. submit to the guy, listen to the guy, bye, listen to the guy, I'll see you later, assalamu alaikum. Hey, you just need some time, what are you waiting for?
Next to mine.
Where's mine?
I was just
saying, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house.